You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
We are on our fourth week of our series, Strong, and we'll talk about staying strong or how to finish strong until the end. No? So let's all stand as we read the Word of God here in Joshua chapter 14. 5 to 14, verse 5. So the Israelites divided the land just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now the men of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and the Kenizzite said to him, "You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly." Everybody say wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. "So on that day, Moses swore to me, 'The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.' Now then, just as the Lord promised, He has kept me alive 45 years since the time He said this to Moses while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old." Is there anyone here who is 85 years old? I'm already 45 years old. So 85 years old, I'm still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard that then that the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as He said." Then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your words. This afternoon, we ask for your Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts and minds. Enable us to know your plan, your will, your word for our lives. So we may follow you wholeheartedly. In Jesus' name, amen. You may take your seats. Let me give you a short recap of the last 3 weeks of our series, Strong. No? So nag-umpisa po tayo nung week 1, Be Strong, the commission, yung order, yung command ng Panginoon kay Joshua, maging magpalakas ka dahil ikaw ang magdadala sa bayan ng Israel sa lupang pinangako ko sa kanila. Be strong. And then we talk about starting strong by being set apart, by consecrating ourselves, by purifying ourselves from sin, from the contamination of this world, so that God will do amazing things in our midst. And then last Sunday, we talked about standing strong. Tayo po ay makatayo ng matibay. We can stand strong because God fights for His covenant people. Ang Diyos po ay pinaglalaban niya ang mga taong pinili niya, ang mga taong committed sa Kanya. And today, as we talk about staying strong, we'll talk about a man who at the age of 85 was still strong, just as vigorous when he was about 45 or 40 years old. Ibig sabihin ay, dapat sa atin, naka-retire na, parang 85, naka-retiro na kung sa panahon natin. Pero siya, parang nagsisimula pa lang, no? Parang 40 years old pa rin yung lakas niya. And that was Joshua. So how can we stay strong? How can we finish strong until the end? Paano po tayo makatapos ng malakas hanggang sa huling-huli? Yugto ng buhay natin. There are several people who have finished strong, no? Maraming pong tao ang nakagawa ng maraming achievements kahit na sila'y matanda na. Isa po dyan si Galileo, ito pong sikat na astronomer who made some of his greatest scientific discoveries at the age of 73. Okay, 73 years old. Siya pa rin ay sumisilip sa telescope. Then John Glenn returned to space at the age of 75. Siya po yung pinakamatandang astronaut na pumalaot sa kalawakan. John Glenn, 75. No? Benjamin Franklin was a framer of the U.S. Constitution at the age of 81. Ay, kasama pa siya nagsulat ng Constitution. Michelangelo was still producing masterpieces, sculptor, painter, at the age of 89. 89, no? Gigi yung pinsan ng daddy mo, no? Ha? Ah, kapatid ng mommy mo, no? How many years old na siya? 80 plus? 90! Oh, taga Vista Verde. Ay, nagpe-paint pa, no? Nagga-gardening pa. Oh. Even Polycarp, one of our apostolic fathers, at the age of 86, he refused to deny our Lord Jesus Christ. When he was about to burn at the stake, he said, 86 years have I served him and he has never failed me. How can I ever deny him? Yun po, siya po ay isang martyr, isang apostolic father. And Caleb, at the age of 85, sabi niya kay Joshua, ibigay mo sa akin itong Antipolo Heights, itong burol na to, no? At lahat ng higante ay papalayasin ko. Diba? And so the book, we have seen in the book of Joshua how they entered the land, how they conquered the land, and now at this time, ito na po ay paghahati-hatian na nila yung lupain. But at this time, at this junction, no, Joshua 14 up to Joshua 18, 17 and 18, several tribes of Israel have yet to receive their inheritance. We can see the quandary of the Israelites. No, they're in a situation na where they are perplexed, they are uncertain, they are contented, contento na sila, hindi sila gumagalaw, hindi sila makamove on. No? Hindi pa nila na fully conquer, hindi pa nila lubusang nasakop. May mga kalaban pa rin dapat sagupain at mga lupain na kailangan angkinin. No? There are seven more tribes who still yet to receive their inheritance. Bakit po hindi nila na totally conquer? Ba't hindi nila lubusang natanggap yung mga pangako ng Diyos? And here are a few reasons. The first one is compromise. They just had a mutual concession. Yung nagkaroon po sila ng middle ground. Joshua 17, 12 and 13. Yet the Manassites were not able to occupy these towns. Kilala niyo ba yung Manassites? May mga minamanas, no? Manassites. The Manassites were not able to occupy these towns. For the Canaanites were determined to live in that region. Verse 13, however, when the Israelites grew stronger, they subjected the Canaanites to forced labor but did not drive them out completely. Yun, sabi ni ang utos ni Lord, drive them out completely. Pero sila, hindi nila lubusang sinunod ang Panginoon. They did not drive them out completely. Compromise. When you don't fully obey God, hindi buo yung pagsunod mo. Para kang tumatawid sa pagitan ng dalawang panig, ano? Sa matawid ka sa bakod. Compromise. It's like pag nahihirapan kang kumuha ng permit, business permit, ay you will resort sa palangis, no? O padulas, or under the table. So compromise. The second reason is they're cowering in fear. Sila po ay naduduwag sa takot. And what's the reason behind that? Joshua 17, 16, the people of Joseph replied, the hill country is not enough for us. And all the Canaanites who live in the plain have iron chariots. But Joshua said to the house of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh, you are numerous and very powerful. You will not have only one allotment, but the forested hill country as well. Clear it, and its farthest limits will be yours. Though the Canaanites have iron chariots, and though they are strong, you can drive them out. Kinatatakot sila kasi may mga kabayo, may mga karawahing bakal yung mga kalaban nila. Sa panahon nila, wala pa silang gano'n, no? O sumbaga sa atin, para mas superior yung armas nila. Meron silang mga tangke, may mga grenade launcher, may mga Uzi, maraming Uzi Zero, no? At yun, kaya mas superior yung armas nila. Pero kayang-kaya niya, sabi ni Joshua, marami kayo at malakas kayo, pwede niyo silang talunin. Then the next reason is they are complacent, complacency. Sila po ay papetek-petek. Pabanjing-banjing. Paisi-isi lang, no? Joshua 18, they're not moving. But there were still seven Israelite tribes who had not yet received their inheritance. So Joshua said to the Israelites, how long will you wait? Okay, before you begin to take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you. Okay, they're already self-satisfied. They're contented. How long? Ba't naghihintay? Ano pa ang hinihintay nyo? Sakupin nyo na ang kalaban. Talunin nyo na. And many times, ito, complacency, no? Contento na tayo, or we're just enjoying life, mahilig sa gimmick, magre-review lang on the night of the exam. At aasa na lang sa kodigo or sa leakage. No? O kaya, how long will you wait? No? You're already at the age, you are already stable. You are, malapit ka na mawala sa kalendaryo. How long will you wait until you build relationship with that member? Huh? Our member here, our fellow brother and sister, with our sister here in church. How long will you wait to begin to take possession of what God promised? Don't fear. Don't cower in fear. Don't be complacent. And now, on the opposite, on the contrary to these reasons, Caleb was the epitome. He was the model of a man who conquered the land. Even at an old age, he stayed strong till the end. And let me share to you three qualities of Caleb. Caleb was one of the 12 original spies who was sent by Moses to explore the land of Canaan. Ispiyahan niyo muna yung Canaan, no? 45 years ago, at bago natin sakupin. And so nakita nga nila yung mga higante. They brought some of the fruit of the land. Bumalik sila. Dala-dala nila ito. Ubas. Sinlaki ng tennis ball. Rambutan o sinlaki ng santol. Yung ubas. No? Dahil napakabigat po, kailangan ng dalawang tao ang magbuhat ng cluster of grapes. Do you like to have grapes like that? No? Isang ubas lang eh. Busog ka na. Ano? Merry Christmas. Oh, yan, no? Marami kang mabibigyan ng ubas, ano? Pagpasko. So, the first quality of Caleb is his commitment. Everybody say commitment. Siya po ay matapat na sumunod kay Lord. Joshua 14, verse 8 and 9. But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, follow the Lord my God wholeheartedly. Yan, mababasa po natin yan tatlong beses. Sa chapter 14, I followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. Ano po ibig sabihin nung wholeheartedly? Buo yung puso niya. Hindi hati, hindi kulang, hindi divided. Kaya nga tinatawag nating undivided devotion. Kaya nga ito yung tinatawag na integrity. Ibig sabihin your whole, where we get the word integrity, yung integrity naman nakuha natin sa word na integer, which means one. Okay? Isa lang ang focus mo. Isa lang ang first love mo, si Lord Jesus Christ. Isa lang ang sinusunod mo. You're not there to please people. Hindi ka roon para magpalakas sa bossing mo o sa magsipsip sa teacher mo. You're there to please God. You follow the Lord wholeheartedly. And that's why you will not give in to compromise. Yan po yung kabaligtaran ng compromise, commitment. The second quality of Caleb is his confidence. Everybody say confidence. Meron po siyang kumpiyansa at pagtitiwala sa Panginoon. Joshua 14. Now then, just as the Lord promised, He has kept me alive for 45 years since the time He said this to Moses while Israel moved about in the desert. Now, so here I am today, 85 years. I'm still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Bakit po siya confident? No? Because, sabi niya sa verse 10, just as the Lord promised. May kumpiyansa po siya, may confidence po siya kasi naniniwala siya na tapat ang Diyos sa kanyang ipinangako. Ito po yung pinangahawakan ni Caleb, the word of God, the promises of God. Kung kaya kung ikaw mayroon kang pinangahawakang promise ni Lord, you claim the promise that me and my household will serve the Lord, that my family will be saved, no? Acts 16:31. Panghawakan mo 'yon and you continually pray for your family. Then you will have the confidence. That's what gave Joshua also the confidence in Joshua 23. Ito rin, no? Now, bago siya pumanaw, now I am about to go the way of all the earth. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of all the good promises the Lord your God gave you has failed. Every promise has been fulfilled. Not one has failed. Okay, think of that. Lahat ng pinangako ng Diyos sa bayang Israel ay tinupad niya. Walang pumaltos. And what about for us now? In 2 Corinthians 1:20, itong pangako ni Lord, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him, the Amen is spoken by whom? Spoken by us to the glory of God. Okay, so paano mo raw makiklaim yung promise? When you speak those promises, when you confess the Word of God, kung ikaw ay maniwala, at panghawakan mo ang pangako ng Diyos. When you pray and claim the scriptures, God will fulfill His promises no matter how many are they. And then one another thing that gave confidence to Caleb is his physical strength. No? Sabi niya, I was physically strong as I was 45 years ago. Yung physical health niya. At Caleb, at age 85, inatake niya yung mga anakims na nasa bundok. Alam niyo po yung si Pastor Joey Bonifacio, kinuwento niya sa akin, sa amin, nung aming pastor's meeting last Tuesday, na he had a friend, a Jesuit friend, Father Luis Candelaria of Ateneo. He is already 92 years old, and yet he is still teaching management. So matanda na, pero malakas pa, malusog pa. And Pastor Joey asked him his secret of great health, of good health. And sabi ni Father Candelaria, everything in moderation. I eat breakfast like a king. I eat lunch like a prince. And I eat dinner like a pauper. Makain ng almusal na parang hari, tanghalian na parang prinsipe, at kumain ng hapunan na parang pulubi. Yun daw ang sikreto niya. Yung iba sa atin, parang baligtad eh. Kumain ng walang breakfast, konti lang, kape lang, pandesal sa breakfast, marami sa tanghali, at pinakamarami sa hapunan. Eat all you can. Bago matulog, kaya binabangungot. Everything in moderation. Kaya pag-ingatan po natin ng ating katawan, mag-exercise po tayo. Pag-pray po natin na ma-approve yung ating application sa Fitness First ng special rate for victory. Pag-pray mo, touch the heart of the Fitness First. Alright. Commitment, confidence, and the third quality of Caleb is courage. Everybody say courage. Okay, matapang po siya. He was not cowering in fear. Katapangan, Joshua 14, 12 and 13. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me. Everybody say, the Lord will help me. The Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as He said. Then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. Bakit po malakas at matapang si Caleb? Dahil alam niya, he knew that the Lord will help him. Hindi po siya tutulungan ng isang general, hindi po siya tutulungan ng isang padrino, siya po'y tutulungan ni Lord. The Lord will help him. What else? He said, it says there, Joshua blessed Caleb. Even though mas matanda po si Caleb kay Joshua, siya po ay nag-submit sa authority ni Joshua. Siya po yung leader. Si Joshua po yung leader ni Caleb. And so, he spoke words of courage and faith to Caleb, Joshua, so that he will have success and continued strength, no? As he possessed his land. At tingnan po natin, yung sa next chapter po, mabasa natin na he drove out the giants in the land. He drove out the Anakims or the Anakites. Ito po mga Anakites, ito po yung mga lahi ni Goliath. Kilala niyo po si Goliath, yung higante, no? So, nakita po niya yung mga higante. Pakita nga natin yung picture. Ayan po yung mga higante. Si Dwight Howard, Andrew Bynum, Yao Ming, Shaquille O'Neal. Ayan. Mas matatangkad pa siguro dyan, ano? Pero ito, mga higanting ito, ang kinalaban po ni Caleb. Imagine that, 85 years old, mga higante ang nilabanan. At hindi po siya natakot. Why? Because the Lord helped him. Ito pong mga higanting ito, ang kinatakutan ng mga Israelita. And so, what Caleb was saying, I will prove to you na yung mga bagay, mga higanting kinatatakutan nyo, because the Lord will help me, because Joshua blessed me, I will drive them out. Kaya kong talunin sila. Why? Because God will help me. Ano mang higante ang kinakaharap mo ngayon? Whatever giant you're facing today, yung mga balakid, yung mga naghihinder sa promotion mo, yung mga naninira sa iyo sa opisina, yung mga inggit, mga tao inggit sa iyo kasi nagpa-prosper ka dahil ikay umaangat sa buhay. No, yung mga kaklase mong nangungopya sa iyo. I hope ikaw hindi yung nangungopya, no? Ikaw ang nag-excel, dapat ikaw nasa top 10, ano? Kung 10 po kayo, top 10 ka nga sa klase. Katulad ko, Pastor Earl, top 9 ako eh. Oh, kasi siyam kami sa doctorate class ko. Anyway, so what are the giants? Joshua and Caleb fought and conquered these giants in the land, and they fought until the end. They stayed strong because they were confident that God will fulfill His promises. They were consistent. They served the Lord. They followed the Lord wholeheartedly. Makita po natin na Caleb fought for the other tribe's inheritance before he received his own inheritance. Si Caleb po, pinaglaban niya muna yung mga lupain ng kasamahan niya bago niya kinlaim yung sarili niyang lupain. Ano pong makikita natin doon? Ha? We should help one another get their promised land. And if we do that, God will give our own promised land. Kaya nga po, may victory group tayo. Victory groups po tayo dito. Small groups, victory groups dito sa Metro East. Kasi po, nagpapalakasan tayo. We're helping one another claim and possess one another's promised land. Kaya we are praying for one another. We're encouraging one another in our small group, in our victory groups. That's why I encourage you to join one. Kung di pa po kayo a member ng isang victory group, you can just sign up or approach us or give us the information in that envelope. And so the main lesson, no? Ito pong si Joshua. Like Joshua and Caleb, sila po ang, they are two people who continued strong until the end. They are the two models who finished strong. Both of them are bi-generational people. Ibig sabihin na dalawang henerasyon po ang kanilang pinagdaanan, the generation who came out of Egypt and the generation who possessed the promised land. And so we can see from their lives this main point. We have to stay strong so we can receive every promise that God has meant for us. Stay strong. Let's say this all together. Stay strong to receive every promise God has for you. Tayo po ay dapat manatiling malakas hanggang sa kahuli-hulihan upang ating matanggap ang lahat ng pinangako ng Diyos sa kanyang salita para sa atin. Do you want to fulfill? Do you want to possess? You want to receive every promise of God for you? Nais niyo bang matanggap ang pinangako ng Diyos para sa buhay niyo? Then we have to stay strong until the end. Joshua, before he, ito po yung final address niya, no? Bago po siya bumanaw, ito yung last words niya, Joshua 23. Ito yung huling habili niya. 24, Joshua 24. Now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Piliin mo ngayong araw na ito, sinong paglilingkuran mo? Whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, the false idols, the false gods, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Let's say it together. As for me, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. How many of you are praying that your whole family will serve the Lord? Sino pa sa inyo ang gusto na buong angkan nyo, lahat ng kapatid, pinsan, kamag-anak, uncle, auntie, pinsan sa kuko, lahat ay may isama nyo sa kingdom ni Lord. No? That's our promised land. Our promised land. You may be believing for your own house and lot, or a new car, or a salvation of your family, whatever you're believing God for, stay strong till the end so you can receive every promise God has for you. Remember, you are to serve God with commitment, serve God wholeheartedly, buong puso, buong katapatan. You have to be confident. Why? Because God will help us. We have to be courageous. We have to be strong and courageous. Maging matabang po tayo. And let's not have fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. Let's serve the Lord wholeheartedly. Let's pray and thank God. Lord, we thank you for the examples of Joshua and Caleb. Maraming pong salamat sa napag-aralan namin na we have to serve you wholeheartedly because you are the faithful God. Ikaw po ang Diyos na tapat sa inyong mga pangako. And Lord, we pray for our families that our whole household will be saved. I claim for every relative, every father, mother, brother, sister na hindi paligtas sa aming pamilya, Lord, we pray that your spirit will touch their hearts, that your love will touch them, yet your kindness will bring them the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for helping us to stay strong until the end because of your grace. In Jesus' name.